Well, as we always do at the end of the month, some free legal advice from Phil Thornycroft from Wolferstan's solicitors. Phil, it's always good to see you.
Morning, Tim.
Now, we're going to talk about something today that I reckon will touch, if not the majority, certainly a good minority of those who might be listening to us, which is to do with endowment mortgages.
It is, yeah, and it's really about the way in which policies are paid out. Often when either a couple, married couple or a couple living together, buy a house, they tend to buy cover the mortgage by an endowment policy. And that runs over, 20, 25 years. And subsequently, if there is a bit of any sort, then the couple tend to deal with the policy between themselves. One might say, well, you keep it and pay the premiums and keep the money at the end of the day. And what we have found now, what I've found in particular now, is that I've got more and more couples coming to me and what the insurance company are doing is to try and pay out the proceeds on maturity to both couples. That is causing a real problem.
Yes, because it's in joint names.
And notwithstanding that the fact that the couple have come to an agreement, the insurance company is saying, no, we're not happy with that. We're obliged to pay to a couple. And until we get some information about this from the other party, we're not going to pay out the proceeds. Now, that's even if there's a court order. So I've got a divorce at the moment where we've had a court order that says wife is to transfer her interest in the policy to the husband, which she was happy to do at that time. This was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And yet the insurance company is saying, no, we're not happy with that. What we need from this lady is her agreement to this, and we want her to go into the office and take her passport and a bill and consent to all of this. Now, the difficulty is, of course, this couple separated 20 years ago. He's got no idea where she is, and it's caused a real problem.
And even if he did, why would she go through all that trouble? She's nothing in it for her, is
there? Nothing in it for her. Yeah. And actually, if she knew the situation, she probably could use it, a bit of a tactic to say, well, notwithstanding you've paid it all and I wasn't entitled to something, I'll have a bit of money, please, for doing that.
So are you saying, then, that the insurance company are allowed to ignore a court order?
Well, this is they've actually put that in writing to me, and I've gone back to them and said, hold on a minute, you can't disobey a court order. But as they point out, with it particularly in the divorce, they're not a party to the proceedings. Mm. And therefore the order will say that the wife has to transfer her interest in the policy to the husband, and the contract between the insurance company and the couple is just between them, they're not obliged by anything that the two couples agree within or order to do within the divorce, and that's the way they're getting around it. So it's causing a real problem.
So anyone who's in this situation clearly needs to take legal advice to sort it out.
I think they do. And I think there's two issues here, Tim, because it's a lot of money. Yeah. And what happens is, it could be £40,000 to £50,000, and the insurance company basically is sitting on this until this is sorted out. So I think there's two things that people can do. Is one, if they are separating now, to ensure that they do something now. And the other is, if you've done something in the past, you're not sure whether the insurance company knows, then also you might need to look into it. And the things you need to do are to sign what's called an assignment in relation to the policy, Get that drawn up, send it to the insurance company and get them to approve it, because sometimes they want their own little terms in it.
Yeah.
Comes back, execute it. Once it's been executed, send it back to them again and asking them to register their confirmation and send you a notice to confirm they've got it. And then keep it.
Yeah.
Because the difficulty is 20 years later, you will need to have that original document, and often if they can see the original document, you're fine. What they often don't accept is a photocopy.
Wow, that's really big stuff, isn't it? Well, if you've heard half of this and you think, I wish I'd heard it from the beginning, from Monday lunchtime, you can listen again to the podcast on the Radio Plymouth website. Just go to the Listen Again Sunday supplement page. But as we say, take legal advice if you think you're affected. Phil Thornycroft from Wolverstone Solicitors, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim.